Let's talk to Sean Ormerod from Sportsbet. Sportsbet's with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Sean, welcome.
Hello, boys. How are we? Now, just before we get into... I heard you say before, and you almost took the words right out of my mouth, Maxie. Yeah. Very, very rude to give Joel and Fletch a bit of a shameless plug while you two, I assume you're doing it for free, knowing the sort of guys that you are. You've helped step in. For two 100%. Blokes that... seemingly work about 30 days of the year. Their last show last year was in friggin' July, I reckon.
It was,
last year. And here they're a shameless plug. So, Brooksy, hang your head in shame.
Yeah, and their chances as well. Because you know what happens? They go to the ad breaks, and do you know what Joel and Fletch both say? They just say, I hate these people listening to this. Yeah. I hate the audience. Like, yeah. I've met them. They're lovely guys. And then I say, hey, what a great honour you have to do a drive time show for these people. You must love interacting with the audience. And they say, we hate the audience.
That's what they
keep saying. Joel and Fletch hate the audience. They just hate them. I don't understand why. They seem nice people.
It was a tagline for a bit.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, Brooksy, what do you want?
I'm sorry, but the carding department who does all our ads asked me what would be the best ad break to put it in. Right. And I said that one because Max usually goes out and moves his car at that stage.
You've done it before. I moved the car. I was making a tea yesterday.
Yep.
I see.
The car park castle. So sorry about that.
In. Yeah. Why one department of this show out carting as well? That seems that we shouldn't be using the money for that kind of thing, should we? They should be in the office. It's very hard to cart and to work. It's lovely to have you on, Sean, because I hear you're the A-list. You are you're the sports bet guy. We've been given your cast-offs. Baron Felix von Hoff has been talking to us from his castle, but you, Sean, you're the OG. You're the goat of all of this.
Yeah, I don't know what they've been feeding you, but it's all lies. Let me tell you, I'm just a battler doing my best. But how about, do you want to jump straight into the big show in town, the Oz Open tonight?
Let's do it.
Started off with the men's side of the draw. Now, obviously, the biggest ticket in town tonight is Rafa Nadal. He's taking on the Russian Karen Khachanov. Now, old Khachanov, he's ranked 30 in the world, so he's no slouch, but the betting is very, very lopsided. Rafa is $1.16 to progress here. Khachanov, $4.90. So I'm tipping this one will be anchoring plenty of multis as we head to the weekend, but maybe you want to go searching for a bit of a bigger price in the set betting market. You're only getting $2.20 for Rafa to get it done in straight sets. Or if you think the old Rusky Khachanov can maybe pinch a set off Rafa tonight, a bit like Kyrgios did last night, 3-1 Rafa is around $3.70. So that might be getting more now. I think 30th in the world, Khachanov goes all right. I think Rafa in his old age, you might be able to pinch one set off him. So that's where my money is going. Women's side of the draw tonight. Our girl, our very own, you can't claim her, Maxi. She's ours. Ash Barty, number one in the world. She's against Italian Camilla Giorgi. She's ranked 30 or 33 thereabouts. Now, how's this for a stat so far for Barty? She's only dropped 3 games across her first 2 matches so far. So the betting is suggesting something pretty similar is going to happen tonight. She's $1.05, Ash Barty. So not sure you really want to be stepping into that. $9.50 if you want to be very unpatriotic and back Giorgi to cause a big upset. Barty 2-0 is a very, very skinny $1.25. As far as the outrights are concerned, Medvedev got through last night unscathed. He's now $2.40. Alexander Zverev is second pick at $4.20 on the women's side. Our girl, as I said, Barty, she's $3.30 in the box seat, but as we know, she's got to tackle Naomi Osaka probably at some point. She's still alive, or if they're both still alive at that point. Osaka is second fave at $6 for all your tennis action, lads.
Can I ask you what could be considered a stupid question? And it won't be the first time or the last time I ask a stupid question. Do they have fun bets on the tennis? Like, you know, fastest, you know, like, can you bet on there'll be a serve over 140 miles an hour in this game? Or you know, like, they're going to... just something like that I could just... that would keep me going through a day of tennis going, come on, get to 150.
Yeah?
We've
got a little thing called BYO, BYO Bet at Sports Bet. So you can get in touch with us over the socials or however you want to get in touch. And the boys on the training floor will actually price up almost anything you can think of. I know I heard that the Baron mentioned a few markets last night about first service games or first couple of service games, what they're going to win to, that sort of stuff. So if you can think of it, and I know your mind goes to some pretty out there places, Maxie, if you can think of it, we can price it up for you.
This is fun. Okay, well, I'm going to think of one while Ian Higgins asks you a question about whatever he wants of his. It's juicy. Let's go to the Big Bash. Let's go to the BBL finals, shall we? Well, what do you reckon about all of that, Sean?
Yeah, Big Bash feels like this is about the 450th match of the BBL season. It's still going. We've got an elimination final tonight. Strikers taking on the Hurricanes. So it's lights out one of those teams. Adelaide, we've got a very slight edge in the betting as it stands. Around $1.75 are the Strikers. $2.08 for the Hurricanes. As I said, lights out one of those teams. As far as the outright is concerned for the Big Bash Scorchers, obviously they lead the way. They're at $2.25 to take it out this year. Sixers next in line, $2.70. The Thunder at $7. And the two teams playing tonight, they're both 13. But as I said, it'll be one team packing their bags. So whoever does progress, they'll find themselves around the $6.50 or $7 mark to take out the BBL this season, boys.
Higo, do you think Sean's got that right?
I'm interested in the three-peat for the Sixers.
Right.
That they've won the last two. They've come second behind the Scorchers, the Perth Scorchies, who obviously can't go home for WA border reasons. But I'm having a look at the Sixers. I'm having a look at the Sixers here for the three-peat. Plenty of experience. I've done it before. Winning seems to be a habit. I like the Sixers.
Okay. Should we move on to the hottest 100?
The real stuff.
Yeah, the real stuff on Saturday. Shane says miles per hour. Are we still in the 70s? Yes, we are, Shane. It's why not? You know, although to be fair, right? I'm just to say to Shane, I'm not a Brexiteer. Let's be really clear about that. They got very excited about bringing back pounds and ounces. We might as well wreck the economy of the United Kingdom.
Why'd
as
you
long
move,
as
then?
We can have a blue passport and pounds and ounces. I'm not one of them, but I campaigned so vociferously for Remain. It shows that I have no sway, despite my extraordinary profile in the United Kingdom. Every time I tweeted, we should stay in the EU, it probably put another 1,000 votes. I probably cost us our place in the European Union. Let's be fair, Australia have a better chance of getting in the European Union than we do. It's my fault. I said miles an hour, but I'm not one of those, just to be clear. What was the question? Sorry, that was important to get off my chest. The Hot 100.
I was asking about your three lions tattoo.
Yeah, the bulldog I have tattooed to my face.
Churchill thoughts.
Exactly. There we are. I don't know what we were talking about. We're talking about the hottest 100.
The hottest 100.
Yeah. So
the Wiggles are in it.
Well, this is ridiculous.
The Wiggles are a shot.
Yeah, carry on, Sean.
I'll tell you what, Maxie, given the way Boris is going over there, I reckon you could win in a bloody landslide over there for the team. You'd certainly get a few of my family members' votes.
I mean, the thing
in the
is, right?
Country, but yes.
You know, I have moved here for, the lifestyle is nice, isn't it, in Australia? I think being Prime Minister would be quite hard work, but I would do it for our country if it got rid of him.
Yeah.
I would do that. because, yeah.
It's no good, is it?
I don't know what the political rules are, and I'm not asking for the odds on him still being there, because he probably will somehow. He wins votes. God, I just don't know. It's just too depressing to even think about it.
Yeah.
So I'd get told off on other networks for being this open about these things. But anyway, he's not. Boris Johnson is not going to get number one in the top 100, is he?
Well,
unless Cassette Boy's probably done quite a good Mickey take.
Good Christmas single coming.
Who's going to win Hottest 100?
I reckon he might have, given by the looks of that garden part of that head. I reckon there was some singing getting done over there. But thankfully, he's not going to be in the Hottest 100. Now, Max, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Hottest 100, but Higo definitely will be. It's turned.
Well, I was listening to the Hottest 500 on another. I mean, I only listen to SEN, but my wife was listening to another radio station next to me, and I had SEN, and it was a real fight over the volume. But they had the Hottest 500 on another one.
That
seems
many.
A lot.
Too many.
Honestly, I went away for 6 weeks, and I came back, and it was like, and now number 261. It's the Eagles again. You're like, wow, that's extraordinary. So the Hottest 100 is on a rival station.
Yep.
And is it songs of last year, or is it all songs of all time? What is it?
Of the last year.
It's just the last year. Yeah, 500, way too many. To be honest, 100's probably too many. It probably should be the Hottest 50, if we're being honest. But it's just from last year.
Okay.
We've got, as I said, it's turned into a huge betting event the last probably, three, four, 5 years. So we've got a plethora of markets available. But the big one, obviously, is the winning song. And I think we might be getting very, very flary here, Gibbo. You might have a few grabs of some of these songs. So the favourite in this market is a song called, now I'm going to show my age here, put my hand up. I do not have a clue what this song is, but it's called Stay, and it's by The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
All right, let's have a listen.
There it is. Are we familiar with this one?
I mean, do you know what? It's got a sort of, it's got an aha vibe about it.
You were listening to the top 500, weren't you?
I was, yeah, I was. But I could do with a guitar and a bit of a melody, couldn't it? You know, yeah. Like, it's a bit of a racket. But okay, well, good
That's
luck.
A banger. Come probably, on, Max.
Good luck to Justin and
probably
Kid.
Probably not my sort of scene, but it's Even Money, $2 favourite. Okay. At the moment, and holding about, or exactly 50% on last check of the money on this market. So maybe the younger generation having a bit of sway on this market. But the one song I really want to talk about, and probably the big talking point, this has been backed off the map. It was as big as $15 in November. It's now $3 on the second line of betting. Now, the original song was by a great Aussie band called Tame Impala. It's called Elephant. This is the cover version by none other than The Wiggles of Hot Potato fame. As I said, $3 to take this one out.
Doesn't do a lot for me. Are you allowed to insult the Wiggles?
No.
I mean, is that
my ringtone, Max?
Is that treason? What, like,
you'll end up like Novak Djokovic if you pay out the Wiggles. You'll be on the next plane to be a Maxi. So just be careful what you're doing there, mate.
Do you not think they're a bit overexposed? they're everywhere, aren't they?
No, do yourself a favour. If you like, it's a bit out there, the cover version, but the original's a bit of a classic. It might have actually won the hottest one over the original, or certainly polled very highly a few years ago. They have done their cover. As I said, $3, getting a lot of support. Another Aussie band that maybe can cause an upset is Gang of Youths. I'm not sure if we've got this one, Gibbo. It's called The Angel of 8th Avenue. It's $7.50. Maybe cause a small upset.
We've got it, Gibbo?
No, we don't. But I've got something else, though.
We've got The Boys from Summer by Don Henley. That was a number 321.
Something
got Bruce
similar.
Hornsby in the range. Come on, let's have some music here. What have you got, Gibbo?
Love changes everything.
Who's this?
Hands and faces, earth and sky.
You don't know this, Max?
Well, I know the song.
Love. It's a cover again. We've gone to another cover.
Okay, who?
Like a version.
Like
this Joel and Fletch?
No, it's actually Alan Jones. Oh, you die. Okay. Not the motorsport expert.
AJ.
I don't know who that is.
Can make the world go round.
What was his day job, this chap?
He used to have your job.
Radio. Yeah.
Was he?
He was in the hard chair.
Oh, he was in the hard chair. And that's what happened to him. He gave it a good go, didn't he? Anything else you want to tell us, Sean, or are you happy now? Are you happy with your day's work?
Mate, now I've heard that, I'm ready to go. It's 5:20. I'm about to go have my first dinner of the day, so enjoy the weekend.
Oh, God, can you bring one over here? okay, there we are.